We welcome on the Stanley Vincent Gates Hotline, Tennessee softball co-head coach Karen Weekly, fresh off a perfect weekend at the Tennessee Invitational. Karen, good morning. Has Ashley Rogers struck out anybody else on her way to class this morning?
Boy, you know, I just hope she keeps striking them out. So probably, Brian. I mean, she's on a roll, and we're just so blessed that she's healthy and out there having fun, doing what she loves.
It was Karen, you know, I like to deal in facts only, you know. So I said earlier that I heard a rumor that there were a couple guys on campus that were trying to get her to go to some spring formal. And, yes, they both indeed struck out.
That's a good one. As long as everybody keeps striking out, we're in good shape.
There you go.
No matter what it is.
You know, it was for everything that you've gotten headline-wise this year for the home runs, and we'll get to that coming up in a little bit with this offense. It's been about the pitching, and it's not just been about Ashley Rogers. Obviously, she's looked outstanding in her return from injury, but Bailey McCachran, your freshman's looked good. Callie Turner showing some progress from last year, and then Sam Bender follows up the 18-strikeout performance from Ashley Rogers in the opener yesterday with a 5-inning no-hitter.
You couldn't ask for a better day as a pitching coach, as a coaching staff, as a team. Just so happy for those two young ladies because they both battled back from injuries. We all know the story for Ashley last year, and then Sam didn't pitch all fall, and she was fighting an injury. And, you know, we really didn't know if Sam was even going to make our first trip this year. That's where things were with her. So just super happy for them, super happy for the team. You know, the team was so excited for Sam to get out there and get innings, but then to perform like she did. And a lot of that credit really has to go to Megan Rhodes Smith as well. She's done an amazing job with our pitching staff.
Karen, one of the things that I am always paying attention to, but especially with spring sports, the anticipation of practicing, you know, for an off season and then getting to go play real games. It doesn't even matter who you're playing. There's just anticipation to go play, like, and then, you know, you guys coming off last year where you didn't get to do anything and you still have the whole year off season that you got to get ready for. Like, how excited are your girls right now to play no matter who they're playing?
They've been super pumped to play. I mean, we saw it the first weekend when we got rained out, drove 14 hours to come back home and play a doubleheader, and they didn't care that there weren't going to be people in the stands, that it was cold, that it was wet. They just wanted to play. And mm-hmm. we just finished, I think, 11 games in 9 days. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's an exhausting stretch of softball, but they would rather be doing that than practicing because they've seen a full year of practice with no outside competition. So they'll take all the games they can get.
But you said something to me after the game yesterday that I think is important because you now have a few days until Tennessee gets on the airplane to go to Texas A&M on Thursday. You get to practice after an off day. What do you take from this last stretch and say, we need to shore up this when we get back into on the practice field?
Well, it's kind of funny because we were talking to the whole team about that, just kind of fine-tuning our approach at the plate and doing a little bit better job with our pitch selection. And I asked them for feedback, and I said, you guys, you know, tell me what you think is going to help you the most. And captains came to me later and said, we all kind of chuckled because we said, coach, we haven't practiced in 9 days. So, you know, it's hard to say. And I said, you're right. You're right. We haven't, but that's what we'll focus on. We'll focus on that. These 2 days is just our approach at the plate. Like you said, we've done some great things, but I think we can do even better things with a little bit more disciplined approach, still being aggressive, but just kind of knowing what we want to do when we go up there and being really committed to our game plan.
Ivy Davis at shortstop, I mean, her offensive numbers are incredible with what she's done. It's been on base in every game this year, home runs, runs batted in. But her defense at shortstop is what makes people ooh and ah when they're at the ballpark.
Absolutely. It makes us ooh and ah every day in practice. I mean, there were so many times in the fall that we would just all stop and just our mouths drop and our eyes, you know, plug out of our head. And I can't tell you how many times I said, boy, I'm glad you're here. And it just stabilizes our entire infield. And really, I think it helps our pitchers so much. You can pitch with this freedom when you know you have a shortstop like that that can make all the plays, and you have a defense behind you that can make plays. One of our pitchers gave a shout out to our outfield in a post game the other day, and she said, it was Ashley. She said, I just know when that ball goes up in the outfield, it's going to get caught. I mean, you guys have been playing phenomenal, and they really have. Defensively, we're very pleased. Ralph and I are very pleased with where we are and just how much effort the kids have put into it, and you know, how invested they are in being good defensively.
A little beat up, though, even though for it being this early in the season. I know Ashley Morgan hasn't been out there for the last few games. You're trying to be careful with her. Allie Shipman left yesterday after taking a foul ball. How do you balance getting those guys healthy with what's ahead with five games this weekend down in Texas?
You know, we said during the fall leading up to the start of the season that we felt like we had really good depth. And we felt like we had some kids on the bench that had competed really hard and made it tough to settle on a starting lineup. And that depth was needed this past week. And it showed how good that depth is. I thought Riley West jumped in and caught really well yesterday. We started her in game one, and then game two, Allie got, you know, hit on the thumb again, same spot she got hit the day before, and needed Riley to jump back in there, and our pitchers are super comfortable throwing to her. And then KK McCrary's been out for the better part of last week, and, you know, we've had different people step into that DP role and do a really nice job, and Ashley Morgan was, you know, one of our leading hitters. Maddie Weber's been pushing her ever since she set foot on campus last year, and so we felt very confident with Maddie Weber going in at first base. I think we're going to get Ashley back this week. We're hoping that we'll get KK back. We'll probably know more tomorrow on both of those girls. And then feel pretty good about Allie that, you know, just some bruising and swelling that, you know, will go down in the next few days and be ready to go this weekend. So obviously we want to have our team at full strength, but I love the fact that we had people on the bench that were prepared and ready to go last week.
Going down to Texas A&M, it feels like this is going to sort of send last season full circle. You're getting ready to get on the airplane to go to Texas A&M for what was a conference trip last year. Now you're headed down there to play in the Reveille Classic. We'll get to play the Aggies and a couple other opponents. What do you look forward to down in College Station this weekend?
Strange as it may sound, actually looking forward to traveling. It'll be kind of fun to take the team on the road and get a taste of what it's like to play on the road and get into that routine since we really didn't get to do it at Coastal Carolina with the rain out. Playing a great ballpark, SEC, you know, stadium and environment, play quality opponents, and just get to experience that for the first time. So just looking forward to going through all that.
As you go into that, to those games down in Texas, who do you, you know, Texas A&M was kind of building last year. I think they're still kind of an unknown. And then you have the opportunity against some other teams that are going to take some big swings at you. How do you challenge the team going into some of those games that might be lopsided and some of those games that might not?
We talk all the time about playing our best selves, and we don't play to the scoreboard. And actually, I believe it was Saturday, the kids weren't real pleased with the way they had performed, and they actually started the post-game meeting talking about all the things we need to do to play to the standard Lady Vol softball wants to play to. So that was very encouraging to see. And, you know, right now we haven't played any top 25 opponents, and so it's even more important to just gauge ourselves according to our best selves. And did we play better today than we played yesterday? And are we meeting the standard that we expect of ourselves? And I think we've got a lot of people on our team who are doing a good job of leading us in that way and keeping that at the forefront of everybody's mind, that there's a standard we expect to play at, and that's what we're going to challenge ourselves to do every day.
You know, one of the things, Karen, that I think is, you know, when you watch basketball right now, in any sport, really any sport ever, the good teams have off days, not off weeks, not off months. They're resilient. They can come back. They're consistent. What do you think the challenge level will be? Because in softball and baseball in this conference, I mean, as good as football and basketball are, baseball and softball are for sure the two best sports in the SEC. How do you weather some of that up and down, you know, get right as you're getting into starting to play against all these great teams?
You know, you're right. You're not going to win them all. I mean, it's impossible. You can go through a football season undefeated, but nobody's ever going to go through a baseball or softball season undefeated. And you can lose and have a good game. And I think that's why it's focusing on some things that are process-oriented rather than results, and always keeping your team locked in on consistency about the way you go about your business and your process. And also understanding you can have an off day at the plate, and that's the day you need your pitching to really shine. Or you can have an off day on the mound, and that's the day your offense is going to need to pick you up. And realizing there's so many dimensions to the game, and we can be great at one day, and that can carry the day for us. So, you know, we talk about, hey, we can have a bad at bat, but that doesn't need to make it a bad inning. Or we can have a bad inning, but that doesn't need to dictate a bad game. So having that ability to flush it as quick as possible, rebound and move forward.
What circumstances led to Ralph having his hat on backwards in the dugout towards the end of the first game yesterday? Because that got a lot of social media reaction after we put out the picture of it.
You know, I saw it, and I didn't ask any questions, but I assumed it was a rally cap. And then I told him last night, I said, hey, you're getting some Twitter love for this backwards hat thing. And he said, that was all Kalen Hannon. And I said, well, apparently it worked, so I guess you just need to keep doing whatever Kalen Hannon asked you to do, huh? So, you know, it was fun. It was lighthearted. And I think it's good for, you know, those things to happen. And, I think he got a lot of surprised attention for that. People were a little shocked to see Ralph with his hat on backwards. But it was a good look.
It's not his fault. When you just happen to have it, you just happen to have it. You know what I mean?
I know. I just wish he hadn't cut those curls off the back. He had long hair and some beautiful curls, and that would have looked even better coming out of that backwards hat.
Karen, last thing for you, and we'll get you out because I know it's a busy day on an off day for the team. It seems like you guys are focusing a lot on having fun. With what they've been through in the last year, how important has that been to this team to focus on the making this fun now and on into, as the season goes along?
You know, I think it's really important, and I sit on the NFCA board, and the coach at Northwestern is on that board as well, and she was talking about conversation with her football coach about what did you do during your season to kind of deal with all the COVID stuff, because in a way, as a coach, you feel like you're constantly telling them, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, you know, with their social distancing and off the field behavior and everything. And his message was, you know, we needed to really be intentional about having fun, really be intentional. And I think we've tried with our practices to make them as, you know, purposeful and efficient and hard hitting and get to the point as we can, but then also throw in a lot of things, you know, throw in some fun hustle ball games or home run derby games and, you know, playing music and just kind of keeping things as lighthearted as we can as we go. But I do think that is so important because the world around them right now is one of, you know, risk and uncertainty and disruption to their lives. And, you know, we want them to laugh and have a good time. And I like what I see when I watch our team and when I watch the video later, just all the smiles.
All right, I know I said last thing, but one more thing because I realized we talked about it and then didn't talk about it. The offense, you have more home runs this year already than you had all of last year. They're having more fun at the plate. They're pushing runs across. What has been the catalyst for that, particularly for players that maybe struggled with it a little bit last year?
Yeah, it's really been remarkable to see. I mean, you look at players like Amanda Ayala and Kalen Hannon, you know, and you look at career home runs and then what they've already done this year. I think Mark Weekly does, you know, all the work with our hitters, and because his title is volunteer coach, he may not get as much attention as the rest of us, but if people were behind the scenes, they would know just how much he's invested with those hitters and has great relationships with them. done really good work on not just their mechanics, you know, definitely in the fall, but then their approach and their game plan, game to game and at bat to at bat, and really getting them comfortable in understanding who they are as a hitter, what their abilities are, what they can maximize, and not trying to make anybody something they're not, but just make them be the best hitter they can be. So I've got to give him a lot of credit, and our players have worked really hard. You know, they've really bought into what he's teaching, what we're working on from an offensive standpoint. And that was a number we felt like we had the personnel to push that number up. So I'm really pleased with where it is right now.
It's a lot of fun to watch every time you're out at the ballpark. Looking forward to some balls hopefully flying out of Davis Diamond this weekend down in Texas. Travel safe. I'll be along for the ride. And looking forward to five big games in the state of Texas. Karen, thanks so much for giving us some of your Monday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good to talk with you.